dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. And our show today is about the third book in the Sacred Story series that's just out, Mayhem to Miracles. Who has not had some mayhem in their lives lately? And the miracles that grow out of it. Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And our guest today is going to be talking about her miracle. So welcome to Triumphs. That is the title of our show today, Triumphs. Do miracles still happen? Are they real or just our wishful imagination? Tonight, we're going to speak with Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope author Karuna and Dr. Kurt Johnson, who's going to come on a little bit later in the show. He's just going to kind of pop in for us, hopefully. They're going to be talking about their Mayhem to Miracle for the Mayhem to Miracles book launch. So grab your box of tissues and join us as we cry, cringe, and laugh our way through the real life stories of everyday triumph and miracles. But first, that's right, we're going to do my favorite meditation, the meditation I start every single one of my radio shows off with. And for those of you who are new to our show and haven't done this with us before, we're going to take in three really deep breaths, breaths of life. And I want you to imagine any little tiny specks of negativity connecting with that breath of life. And then we're going to blow it out all the way across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. So imagine that purple flame being right across from you. And it's going to, that breath of life with its negativity that's connected to it is going to turn into beautiful golden light and be returned to the universe. And that way we are not going to be littering. And we're going to do that three times. And then I want you to imagine a power gift in your hand. Your power gift can be a gift from somebody, some jewelry, or it can be a ring, or it can be your favorite flower, which was given to me in a dream. That's the dandelion. You know, that flower everybody calls a weed? That thing is a miracle in itself. Or it can be your favorite stone or crystal, whatever holds the miracle of power for you. We're going to create a mirrored bubble around us that is not going to let anything except that which is the highest and best in through our spirit guides. Okay, so we're going to do that right now. You ready? Settle into your chair. And for those of you who are driving and listening to me on your radio or on your laptop, don't close your eyes. This is still going to work. Just listen to us and keep your focus on the road. It's still going to happen. Okay. Kind of feel yourself just kind of sinking down into your chair. Relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Let any negativity just kind of collect into that breath of life. Blow it out across the room into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Another deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine something maybe that you said to someone lately, or they said to you that was hurtful, negative. Have it go into that breath of life and blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. One more time, really deep. Imagine your lungs filling up all the way down in the very bottom where your bones are, filled up with that breath of life. Maybe something that happened to you as a child, a negative thought, a nightmare. Blow it out across the room, right into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Now imagine all of that negativity just turning into beautiful golden light and going up into the universe. Now I want you to imagine holding your gift, your power gift in your hand. Swing it all around you. Imagine swinging it around, creating this beautiful mirrored bubble, just bright mirrored bubble all around you. Only that which is of the highest and best and brought to you by your spirit guides may come into that mirrored bubble. Everything else that is not of your highest and best is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Great. Don't you feel better after doing that? I always do. And remember, it's going to last forever. So the question of our show tonight is, do miracles still happen in 2021? Or are they a thing of the past referred to only in the Bible stories? Mayhem to Miracle author Karuna and Dr. Kurt Johnson, who will be joining us later, are prominent co-authors and founders of Light on Light Publications and Press. And they are helping to launch the third book of the best-selling Sacred Stories series, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And they say, yes, miracles do still happen. So let me tell you a little bit about Karuna. Karuna is a celebrated yogini, founder of lightonkundalini.com, co-founder of Light on Light Publications and Press, and a yoga spokesperson on Voice America and other media. Karuna works to bring the values and vision of yogic lifestyle to people everywhere. You can learn more about her at Light on Karuna Kundalini, Light on karunalini.com, and that's
let me just tell you. So it's Karuna at lightonkundalini.com. They can email me there, or they can find me on Instagram at lightonkundalini.
Okay, can you give that to us one more time?
So you can, and I welcome your emails at Karuna, K-A-R-U-N-A, at light, L-I-G-H-T, O-N-K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I.com. And Instagram is at light on kundalini.
Great. So I'm going to have you do that again at the end of the show. You're much better at that than I am. So Dr. Kurt Johnson is a prominent figure at the United Nations, a partner in Unity Earth, and worker in professional science and comparative religion for over 40 years. Kurt is ordained in 5 religions, traditions, and is a former monastic. He has a PhD in evolution and ecology. He's authored over 200 scientific articles, 7 technical books, 7 influential and award-winning books. They won the Nautilus Book Award and is host for the Convergence series on Voice America. He is the publisher of 3 magazines, The Convergence, Light on Light, and Conscious Business, and is a founder of the Light on Light Press at www.lightonlight.us. And you can also find him at www.unity.earth. So welcome to the show, Karuna.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kat. I'm very blessed to be here with you and be present with you.
Thank you. So Karuna, your story title in the book, Mayhem to Miracles, was Tragedy to Triumph. And it all started in the month of October, trick or treat, when Karuna's dream home floods during Halloween. So you had a trick or treat moment there. And she relies on yoga lessons to control her emotions. So you had to kind of go back to everything you'd ever taught yourself or learned from yoga in order to get you through this crisis. And you learn about the goodness and grace in all people and the importance of accepting help from others. And your quote is, "I received fierce grace." So tell us a little bit about this Halloween trick or treat and what happened with this flood.
Well, as you can imagine, you always expect your windows to be foggy on the outside, not the inside. So that was my first like aha moment when I drove up on Halloween, literally at 4:30 p.m. So it was starting to get dark. And the fog from the inside consciously surprised me, Kat. And I said, no, it can't be. And then when I walked in, there was literally a waterfall, a horrendous waterfall, a really big waterfall of water coming from my second floor down over the paintings, over the grand hall, into my piano, my old 1938 vintage Steinway type, you know, baby grand. Water just like flooding into the piano. Like, so all the material world literally just peeling itself off the walls and into the ground, up the pine slats they come, and it's an obstacle course. And what do I do? There's nobody to turn to, and I literally fall to my knees and say, "Help." And when I ask for help, like you said, the miracle came in, poked open my third eye point and said, "Call the neighbor." So I called the neighbor, and he's my fireman and my Batman and everybody. He is to everything. I mean, he's just super amazing that he's my neighbor. And actually married to a woman that I went to kindergarten with, if you can believe that, in a small, tiny village in Gold Hill, we find each other. Call him and he says, "Turn off the well." So for everyone learning how to work your house, turn off your well. So I turned off the well and slowly it started to trickle. So there was some coherency. So then called another neighbor and he brought over billions of towels. And then remembered I had thought 2 days prior, why do I have such an expensive insurance, right? And I thought, oh my God, got to call Rick. Making all these logical, practical moves, because there was nothing else that could have been, no emotions or commotions could have helped the situation. When you're in dire straits, you are so grateful that you teach Kundalini yoga or you practice Kundalini yoga, because what it does is it wakes up immediately those patterns inside of you called survival, second chakra, to the heart, slow down, to the throat, make the call, to the crown, open up and trust. And it was an amazing sequence of events to get the people there in the next, you know, 3 to 4 days and start drying out that place and literally letting go of everything I owned. And here comes, you know, the great people to come in and take the art, the great people to come in and restore the floors, to blow the water out, to dry the water out. It was just, and just went from top floor to the basement. So no floor had survived. And certainly an event I'll always remember and bow to my yogic practice around, and my friends and people that, and myself first, because I bought that insurance policy to cover me. That was the greatest thing I could have ever done for myself. And I was just thinking about it on my long walks, which I do every day, to, like you say, come here, be here now. You know, let's meditate first before we start to talk. Let's be here now. And wondering, you know, and yes, it answers it. The minute you ask a question or you ask for help and you're sincere about it, Kat, you're going to get it.
Yes,
you have to just trust.
Yes, ask and you will receive. Ask not, get not. That's what I always say.
And we are such doers, you know, in the industrial age of the doer, and you do to get. We've got to change this whole paradigm on what we're asking for and how we're asking for it, and realize that through the months of repair, what I learned was I'm not good at asking for things. And it's very hard to ask for help. And God, Guru, would put me on a mountain to hike, and I would find somebody who says, oh no, this one will take care of you. Just call them. Oh no. I was like, all these messengers came out from everywhere when I stated in this article that this beautiful Mayhem to Miracles has published for me to share with the world, true stories of really what happens and how, you know, it's just not ever predicted. You cannot predict something like this is going to happen. And that in the end, it turns into a miracle that allows you to grow, change. The circumstances are never going to seem easy. Hello.
Hi.
But what's amazing is that you meet so many willing people that have no idea who you even are. Mm-hmm. Not that you are anybody and need to be. Just our ordinary life together comes together, and people want to serve.
Yes,
people want to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you, you know, you're talking about it took you a month to repair?
Oh, no. It took me 8 months.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you were so lucky, because our stories in the book actually share that. My bonfire, the vanities, my house burned down. But I had all of these synchronicities that happened before that happened. So I was going to ask you about them. I had the synchronicity where I already had my plane tickets to go back with my cats to California, because I'm in Florida now. We have another home in California. Had the tickets. I was supposed to leave the next morning. All of our friends who had stayed with us, they were partying here with us in the house in Florida. We were all going to fly together back to Rancho Mirage. And this voice said, no, you're not going. And I'm like, what? No, you don't want to go. You don't want to go. And so I said to my husband, you know what? I'm not going. I'm just not going to go. And he said, well, is there a reason? I said, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't want to go. I'm not going to take the cats. I'm going to leave them here. I'll stay here and finish unpacking. You go, stay 2 weeks or whatever, play tennis, whatever it is you want to do, and then come back. And he said, well, okay. And it turns out that the day after he got back at 3 a.m, something caught fire in the garage, blew up my brand new car because it was full of gas. And the bed that we would have been sleeping in was the first thing to get blown up and to go in a big ball of fire. He had been woken up just before the fire hit because he couldn't sleep, and he went in the living room to watch TV. So with Bonfire of the Vanities, we lost everything. The roof fell in. The palm trees didn't catch on fire. Everything. But I always joke and say, at some point, Karuna, I must have looked in that closet full of all those clothes and said, God, I need to get rid of this stuff. Somebody help me. Boom, done. Everything was gone, and we're still rebuilding now. But Dr. Kurt Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I'm late. I had people here from the United Nations, and we had to have lunch before they travel for a year. And so here I am.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I already introduced our audience to you so they know who you are. So I would like to ask you, you are not in the book, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, but you wanted to come on the show with Karuna to support her and promote her amazing story and promote her as an author in this book. And I just have to tell you, you're a miracle to want to come on and do that is amazing. And in your bio, you are incredible. The things that you do right now, you are a prominent figure at the United Nations, and you've partnered with Unity Earth. Tell us about that. What is Unity Earth, and what are you doing at United Nations?
Yeah, well, let me tell you first, you know, the connection between Mayhem to Miracles as a publication of Sacred Stories Publishing, and then my publishing company, Light on Light, of which Karuna is also one of the founders, is an imprint of Sacred Stories. So Sacred Stories is actually our partner publication. And our publications, we do things that, this is our latest book, Global Unit of Healing, the foreword by Ken Wilber and an afterword by Claudia Wells at IONS. It's all about where the world is going to get its act together. Another book that we've done is one on new religious movements in Japan that are all about changing the world based on downloads that are going on there. So that's my connection to Mayhem to Miracles, in the sense that I was one of the recruiters for what was the great content for that series. And the stories that are in Mayhem to Miracles and other books in that series that are different life chunks about how people are living the transformative experience, that's where my connection is. And of course, then I actually met Karuna. It's a dozen years or more by now.
Kurt, can you tell us how you met Karuna when we come back? We've got to take a break. You came
absolutely
in
before our break. Yeah, and then I can answer your other question more directly.
Great. Thank you. So those of you listening right now, we have to take a quick break. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but please call me Kat. When we come back, we're going to pick up with Dr. Kurt Johnson on how he met Karuna and how they're working together. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Diagnose your life. What if we could meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio and TV Network. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis. My friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. I am the Queen of Dreams, and you can learn more about our guests on the show tonight if you go to my radio website, my radio show website. And to get there, you can go there from my website. If you type in the Queen of dreams.com or just Google the Queen of Dreams, I'm going to come up, go to my website. In the top right hand corner, there's a little button that says Dream Vision 7 Radio. Click on that, and it will take you to my Dream Vision 7 Radio Network website. And you'll see a little tiny TV. It says YouTube. Click on that, and you can watch us if you're only listening to us right now. And you can also leave comments on the YouTube. So we are here today with Karuna and Dr. Kurt Johnson, and we're talking about Karuna's story in the book, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And the title of her story is Triumph to Tragedy. And we heard about the tragedy, her dream home on Halloween, trick-or-treat, floods from the top to the bottom, from the top floor to the basement, and all of her beloved things are ruined. And we were sharing how I understood her pain. I mean, just listening to you, Karuna, my stomach just went into absolute knots because I know where you are. I went back and I looked at my place had no ceiling, and it was just charred, everything. And it is mayhem. And then comes the rebuilding. So during our interview with Karuna, Dr. Kurt Johnson came in, and he is actually helping to promote Karuna's story and Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, Mayhem to Miracles, because he's actually affiliated with Sacred Stories. So Dr. Kurt Johnson, you were talking about what you do with Unity Earth just before the break.
Yeah, so I can actually roll this all into a nutshell, is that the committees I'm on at the United Nations, one is the Committee for Spirituality, Values, and Global Concerns. Now, what we're all about is how we get the transformational message that we're all talking about here out to the whole world. And then the other committee I'm on is for the International Day of Yoga. So that speaks for itself. What we do all over the world on the International Day of Yoga is huge. And that fed in, of course, to context for how I met Karuna. Then I also am with UNESCO on those committees for sacred sites worldwide. So that whole landscape is how I get to meet the most amazing people, because I get to recruit them into what we do all around the world for these programs to bring that transformational message. So I happened to be in Costa Rica. It's nearly 12 years ago or more, doing a program there. Karuna was doing a program at that same place in Costa Rica, and we met, and it was obviously from her incredible bunch of skill sets that she was the person that the UN committee just, we would want to start sharing her all over the place. So actually it's nearly 5 years ago that we were doing summer programs all over the United States about the transformational message. We're doing them in Aspen and in California and in New York and in New Hampshire, Vermont, go through the whole list. And so Karuna was one of the people on that team, and particularly with regard to personal development, personal transformation, the role of spiritual practice. And then as we've developed all of our international programs for Yoga Day, which includes an international magazine every year, Karuna really then stepped into really being our yoga hostess and our host editor for the annual issue that we do of what's going on with yoga all around the world. So she stepped into my life as an extraordinary yogini and someone who speaks from the heart, teaches so directly right to people's needs that she was perfect for what we were doing. And so we've been doing all these things together. And then the last part then is that once we started doing books, when we started then deciding, let's go from magazines to books, if people want to see all our magazines, they're all free at www.issuu/light on light, www.issuu/light on light. You're going to see a whole bunch of publications there on everything from yoga to indigenous wisdom to social change to environmental issues, and they're all free and they're all incredibly well done. So once we started then moving from magazines to books, then we ended up with the book that's in your hand, which is a book then that she's been a part of among the numbers of books that we're doing. So That's why our worlds overlap between Colorado and New York.
Wow. That's amazing. Look, all those synchronicities. So with all that you're writing about, do you encompass dreams as part of that shift, as part of that progression?
Absolutely. We have a series out now that's called Common Sentience. If you go to sacredstories.com and you look at that series, Dreams is one of the books. There's one on guides. There's one on ancestors. There's one on nature connections. There's one on almost everything. And what we've done, this is why my life is so exciting, we can really recruit some of the best people around the world who are making contributions on these subjects and then showcase them in this way. So actually, we're actually doing a book by Karuna just on yoga and awakening that'll be coming out next year. And we actually are just having an editing meeting about that next week. It's in the final stages. And that's going to be a big hunk of what Karuna has to offer the world in yoga and her incredibly deep knowledge of the world's wisdom traditions in real time. And what I mean by that is that the real direct experience connection that people can have with these practices and knowing about, you know, this type of ancient wisdom and ancient devotion. So that's going to be the next thing coming from Karuna is that book.
Great. Wow. That's a lot of incredible information. And something that my dreams share with you is, as a 3-time breast cancer survivor, I had monks come into my dreams from the other side. Apparently they're my guides. And they told me I had breast cancer that was missed by the medical community all 3 times. So yeah. I'm not Catholic. I have no idea why they're monks, but when they step into my dreams, they've got my attention. But let's get back to you, Karuna, because I want to know, we've heard about your mayhem. I mean, you come home, trick or treat, your house is flooded, and then becomes the building. What was the miracle in this, other than people showing up and giving you information? Was there another miracle that you embraced from this mayhem?
Well, he's on this call.
It's you, Dr. Kurt Johnson.
If there was ever a miracle in my life, oh, now I am going to get heartfelt and teared up. It's Dr. Kurt Johnson, because what comes forth is that you have this stability in relationships and friendships and community that say, it's okay. We'll get through this. And one of the greatest teachings is there's a way through every block. Just start. So just get on, you know, just get going. And the greatest part of this article is the way it ends, reading it from the first bit to the last bit, where it says the community that you never knew you had, or you do know you have, will always stand by your side and help you through it. And you will go through many sequences of negativity towards what you're asking for, and because they just don't think you can get it. But here you are in this most trusting, confident temple, which we carry around with us, this yogic lifestyle, that you say, hey, gotta ask. can only be denied. Gotta ask. And lo and behold, this amazing Vietnamese man comes forward and gives me everything I ask for to bring my home, which is also my yoga studio, back into an awareness and back into a completed state that needed to be freshened after so much yogic practice and so much rebirthing in here, and honor that in which he, this beautiful man, took me under his wing and said, I just want to find you happy. And it's as if he knew that it is our birthright to be happy, that he could speak my language to me and hold me in a way, along with the contractors and all the buddies I've had over the years restoring this Norwegian log cabin that I live in and getting it back into making it even a better heartfelt homestead for me. So then the work comes in, and then the exciting awareness, it's, you know, the yoga of awakening comes in more deeply. The stories grow. Your dream states become really relevant on what's to be next. And I still have, you know, those dream states of that peeling off of those walls. And to me, it's a dream about still more and more layers need to be peeled off to get to that core, that heart center. And like Kurt said, that direct practice, Kate, the direct understanding, the experience that I got to go through brings me so much closer to you and to all of our listeners and readers in all categories of life. As you said in the beginning, I've had many careers. And one, you know, one of the dreams was saying no. One of my dreams said, I had said no to go work on the stage, perform in the Jean-Paul Sartre play in London after I graduated from the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School. I immediately got a placement to go and work, but I had been back in Colorado, so it meant I had to leave the children and my husband at the time for 12 weeks and go do this journey. And it's hard, as I said in the beginning, to ask for what you really are wanting. And of course, I wanted to say yes to the director, but we had just moved to Boulder. We had just left London. I had just graduated from the Old Vic. I was like, can I ask? And so I had that dream where I was on one side of the football field and the actress who got it, the part, was on the other with the director, and they were playing a football game in between. And I had to run through the players to get to the other side to say, that's my part. I am the actress to play this part in Jean-Paul Sartre's Respectable Prostitute. This is my role. I need to play this role. And I said that to the director. And in turn, I was in London, the Man in the Moon Theater, for 12 weeks rehearsing. We ran the show, and it was super successful for my heart. And I could come back and feel super settled as an actress, as a new beginning. And this is exactly why I'm sure you're interviewing and interested in the aura of this article. Because there's something, as you came on and you did a meditation and an awareness around settling, there's something about you and I that could connect with Dr. Kurt Johnson and all that he's had to go through and let go of and be on multiple Zoom calls every day, 9 hours, 12 hours a day of paperwork, onward on. So our messages can come out, and we have the grit and the courage to tell the truth about them.
Yep. And it's those synchronicities that we were talking about earlier. You know, another synchronicity within this book is one of the authors that I just interviewed a little while ago, Mary Ellen Lucas, Reverend Mary Ellen Lucas, and her son went into a seizure during Christmas Mass. And the priest looked at her as she cradled her seven-year-old son and said, the same words you just said, Karuna, it's okay. It's okay. So it's amazing how all of the authors in this book have a sacred connection. You said something very interesting in your story, though. I'm gonna read this one little paragraph right here from your story. It had occurred to me that for all the rebirthing classes I had offered out of the yoga studio, there was part of my home that was part of my home for 27 years. I seem to now to have been offered the biggest rebirthing of my own. And in the journey since, I, the person who was always helping others, has gotten to learn what it means to accept help from others. In amazement, I have experienced how freely that help has been offered and given. I can honestly now stand in my rebuilt house and say to myself, if there are any such things, this was a meant to be. So tell us about these rebirthing classes and how you use these classes that you had taught to others to now pull you into your rebirthing.
Well, it's the ultimate expression, don't you think? What we do, thy will be done. By thy will be done. So you can be the master of ceremonies in the circus, topping off to all the performances of everybody's rebirthing and awakening and gloriousness about their life's prosperity, and you're teaching about prosperity, and you're bringing in their subconscious patterns, and they're leaving them on the floor in the yoga studio, and you're cleansing, you're saging, you're doing everything to help them evolve and get out, of these patterns, and that's rebirth. Thing. Mm-hmm. And yet you talked about your girl, the woman talking about her seven-year-old son, which is a consciousness cycle. The first seven, he goes through a seizure. And if that's not an awakening, if we could see it like that, instead of looking at it as a bad thing, but looking at it as your fire, you went through my flood, I went through his seizure, he will go through many, many times over and over in other ways, yet giving us a taste of what rebirthing truly is. So we change the language in the Aquarian age to become more coherent to, I had that experience, and yet I'm not going to put a tag onto or put it in a compartment where that one goes. I'm going to keep living and learning from this experience that I've had, and also honor those that stepped out of their comfort zones to offer help. So not only me to ask.
We're going to have to stop on that. We've got to go to another break. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But when we come back, we're going to pick up right where we left off with Karuna. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Canavas, and we will be right back.
Every word you speak matters. What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis. We have two guests with us today, Dr. Kurt Johnson, who is here to help promote our third book in the Sacred Stories series, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Hope, and to help answer some of the questions Karuna has in the book about her Halloween trick-or-treat boo, your whole house just flooded. So just before the break, we were talking about what was that miracle, and we were focused on the rebirthing, how she took all of the rebirthing lessons that she had taught other people, and now she had to kind of turn them around and use them on herself. And I always find that really, really amazing. So, because I had to basically do the same thing, all the dreams that I had ever used, all the dreams I'd ever written about, all the information from them, everything I had learned, I had to suddenly go in and take all that information and keep myself alive when I had been diagnosed with recurrent breast cancer that was 9 by 11 centimeters, and the medical community had missed it again. So I understand where Karuna is coming from. I understand how important that was. So Dr. Kurt Johnson, I just want to ask you, we're being in this last third section of our radio interview, because it's going to go really fast, radio TV interview. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe they can really happen? Or do you think they're just our imagination or things that we read about in Bibles?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I can also speak to that as a scientist, because my doctorate's in evolution and ecology, and I was 25 years at the American Museum of Natural History. You asked how I landed at the UN. So between the American Museum of Natural History as a scientist and then a comparative religious and professor at Interfaith Seminary, now that I'm retired, end up at the UN on all these committees. But so even from the scientific point of view, absolutely, there are phenomena that go on that they are rare. They're based on whatever goes on in sacred space and in devotion and the deep first person relationship between us and source, where absolutely spirit takes precedent over the world of material, and amazing things happen. So there are not only miracles that are in the psychological and spiritual context, but there are miracles in the physical health context. There are miracles at the levels of things that happen that otherwise might be catastrophic accidents. And there's an end run that's possible because of miraculous intervention. I have friends that were in wars that tell about situations they were in where there was an intervention that saved their life where it otherwise would make no sense. So my understanding of that very simply is that in that sacred space, that non-egoic sacred space, which is just about being and love and who we are, that can actually have a power over all of the other seemingly forces of nature or of the material world. So absolutely. It's just that because they happen in that deep devotional space, we can't be cavalier about them. We have to understand why they're rare and just pretty much leave it at that.
You know, Kurt, you know, something that you said to me was amazing to me, that, you know, the scientific world is coming to the realization that miracles, even though you might not be able to measure them, maybe they don't fit well underneath a slide in order to look at it under a microscope, like dreams, like spirit guides, like many other gifts from God. It's always nice to see that the science community is starting to pivot a little bit and take a look at the fact that sometimes science only goes so far because it's a gift from God, and then comes God. And you can't always measure the gifts from God because they are above the earth plane. They are the next level up. So I really appreciate you saying that. And I have to have you back on my show at a future date, because I really want to delve into that and talk about that. Because the book that I did with Dr. Larry Burke, who was chief of radiology at Duke University, when he did research on precognitive dreams, diagnosed breast cancer before the patients went to the doctor, and then the pathology reports confirmed the dreams, it's just blowing everybody's minds. And they're going, no, there's got to be a mistake here. There's got to be a mistake. Well, there isn't. There is no mistake. There's much more to being a human being than just blood and flesh, because we are of a spiritual world. And that's what we're talking about with Karuna's story. She suddenly goes and takes all this information that she has accumulated, and she's using it now to get herself through this crisis and into a place of miracles. So Karuna, do you believe in miracles, and why?
Absolutely. I live for miracles. I pray to this heart center every day. One of the Sikh gurus is Guru Ram Das, who's supporting our conversation for sure. And he is the delivery of miracles and also restores broken destiny. So when we speak on a yogic practice, what is it serving you? How is it serving you? Why is it serving you? And to answer, that is a miracle in itself, to allow this openness, as Ken Wilber has added to the waking up, growing up, cleaning up, showing up, opening up process, is allow this to filter through you. Watch the old way. And exactly, I was talking to some women this earlier today, being interviewed, and they're all Farsi women. They're just an amazing tribe of beings. And one came on and asked the same question about miracles. And she says she even wears a ring, you know, that identifies with her old self, to now another ring identifying with her new self. And I just said, embrace that old self, for it is a miracle. We are still here to talk about your growth and your happiness and your awareness. And I'd love Kurt to say something about our book, The Yoga of Awakening, because it takes us down multiple rabbit holes where we actually find, and Kurt, you can add in now on this, how to wake up, grow up, clean up, show up, to open up new possibilities. Every iota of conversation is a miracle. It doesn't have to be that big of a moment of something that it was a flood, it turns into a miracle because it woke me up.
to realize how grateful I am that there are human beings on planet Earth that actually love and have love for each other and embrace each other without any kind of passport to do so. We're just all welcome here on planet Earth.
Great. Thank you. And Kurt, Dr. Kurt Johnson, how can our audience find you and follow what you're doing?
Well, I have 15 websites, so let me choose. I already gave you the ones on Light on Light, and that's lightonlight.us. That's the magazines and publications. Unity Earth, unity.earth, is all of our events all around the world. Oh my gosh, before COVID, we were doing these major events all around the world. Some of them are, you'll just love, you know, looking at them, what they were about. Interspirituality.com, that's one of the other big ones. Let's just leave it at that, but I'd like to keep the attention on Karuna, because she has so much to give. And again, like I said, it was a blessing for us to meet her and bring her in, like, for over 10 years now, of what we from the committees at the United Nations have been doing.
And you also have radio shows, but do you
I'm a host on Voice America, so I'm right up there with that experience that you also have on, on Dream Visions here. So yeah, our program on Voice America is The Convergence, and we talk with spiritual and thought leaders from all around the world. We recently, our one is with Ken Wilber, Gene Houston, David Corton, Irvin Laszlo. I mean, all of these big, big movers and shakers. So that's our program on Voice America. It's called The Convergence.
And what nights is that on? How can our audience?
It's actually all specials. So if you just Google The Convergence at Voice America, we do specials which are available 24/7 on demand, and they're all thematic. So we sync those with international events and international holidays, and that's how The Convergence works.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the show with us tonight. And I think you proved, yes, miracles are real. And the book, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, proves it. Hope is that shining beacon that can change the course of illness, the future, love, and our lives. Miracles go hand in hand with hope, as we've just heard. So I hope you'll join us next show for more modern day miracles and inspiring individuals as they move from their mayhem into their miracle. We introduce the mayhem, but it's really the miracle that we are focused on. And so until next time, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. So I'll see you next first and third Tuesday of every month. Until then, sweet dreams. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or The Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.